1754, a Luton family has started a fundraising campaign for their 7-year-old daughter, who is in need of life-changing surgery to be able to walk. Sienna, who's from Stopsley, who has cerebral palsy and can't stand unaided, needs funding as the operation to help her walk has been withdrawn by the NHS. Her mum, Tanya Fernandez, joins me live in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for coming in. So tell us more about Sienna and her condition then.
Well, Sienna was born normal term. We noticed that as she was getting older, she wasn't able to crawl, she wasn't able to walk, she wasn't able to talk, you know, babble or do the things that other babies can do. It was actually her health visitor that primarily had concerns about her, and they basically referred us to hospital to get checks for Sienna, and it was then that we were told something is wrong with Sienna, more to do with her brain. So since she was about 18 months, she's been ongoing with tests continuously, blood tests, MRI scans, x-rays, and in the last 2 years we were told that she has cerebral palsy. She also has a rare genetic disorder that she's also been tested for at the moment, so we don't know what that actually is. At the moment she cannot stand unaided, she cannot walk, she mainly crawls, she uses her walker, and she's non-verbal, and she attends a special needs school in Luton.
So, this operation that you've been denied would have enabled your daughter to walk again. That's correct, isn't it? So why have they said you can't have the operation?
Basically, the NHS are doing trials on 120 children for the next, well, since 2014, for the next 2 years. And even then, after next year, they may not even fund this. In America, it's more widely common.
Yep.
A lot of people are fundraised to go to America, which is what we're doing now, because we feel that if the NHS are not supporting us, we have to look at other options to help her, because we don't want her to be crawling at age 10, 11, 12.
No, of course not.
She's got really sore knees from crawling. You know, we've tried everything. We've put, we've put things on her knees just so that she doesn't hurt herself. We've tried so many different things. And at this point, we think, what can we do really to help her?
So your only option is to go to America. From your research, this operation really does work.
I've researched it really well, yeah, because obviously you don't want your child to go under, a life-changing operation that, you haven't really thought out, you know, what it's going to be for her, because obviously the changes that it's going to give her long-term would really benefit her, but obviously the short period that she has it is obviously going to affect her. But this is our only option to help her to walk, really. And we're just looking basically for people to support us, because the operation itself is very costly.
How much are we talking about?
Well, we're talking £65,000. And
but that £65,000 would change your daughter's life.
It would change my daughter's life, your whole family, it would completely change everything. Yeah, because at the moment she gets excluded. We go to the parks and she's not able to go on the swings. She can't balance herself on normal swings, so I have to sit her on my lap and swing her. She can't go on any of the other, all the other equipment in the park. It's quite sad, really. For the last year, we were raising the money with Tree of Hope, which was just under £5,000. And we've now, with Just for Children, trying to raise the rest of the money. Our whole target is £100,000, and that's because she'll need leg lengthening, which is an extra £15,000, on top of intense physio for 2 years, special needs equipment and therapies. So it's a lot of money to raise.
So you've got £5,000 so far. You need another
just
what?
Just under
£95,000.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
It's a big ask. But that's why you're here today, because obviously something like this would completely change your lives, and who wouldn't want to change the life of their child?
Yeah.
I think everybody can put themselves in your position and say, you know what, I'll be doing the same thing. So how can people get involved with this campaign? Have you got a website, something like that?
If people would like to donate or even fundraise, you can go to the justforchildren.org website, and if you type in Sienna, you can go down and there'll be a fundraising button or a donate button, or you can go to justgiving.com/Sienna's-footsteps, so that's SIENAS-footsteps to donate. And she has a Facebook page, Sienna's Footsteps, and there's details on there as well if they would like to contact me. If anyone can do any fundraisers or, you know, anything to basically help, we welcome all the help basically that we can, really, because The last year has been incredibly hard. We've done stalls, fundraisers. It's taken me away from Sienna. She can't always be in crowds. You know, she's non-verbal. She has sensory, you know, she's sensory taught. She doesn't like too much noise. So there's not a lot that we can do. You know, otherwise we have to take her to all these places and it's not really fair on her. So anything that anyone can do really to help us in getting to our goal, you know, we'd really appreciate all the support and help.
My timings are dreadful on this programme. I've got to go to my travel news.
That's
now.
Okay.